Speaking of tremendous talents, the man that normally joins us a little bit later in the week, but because it's holidays, Lindsay Carr, you're joining us this morning. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Mark. This is a special guest appearance, I suppose you'd call it. Yes, yeah, I don't know what day it is half the time.
When there's a short week, I always think, oh, it's great there's a short week, but then it never feels like a short week, so I feel cheated. Yes. And then it's like,
And confused.
Well, I'm perpetually confused, so that's just...
That's right.
At least I've got an excuse. Look, we're talking a little bit about chocolate. You've seen the Trump chocolate that's around. Who would you put on the face of a chocolate bar?
Oh, gee, I don't know. What about something Aussie? You mean something like an animal or something?
Yeah.
A koala, something like that.
Oh, a koala chocolate bear. I like it.
Yes, although that has been done before.
Well.
But, yeah, sort of.
Yes. What about the Lindsay Carr bar?
Who would eat that? Who would eat that?
I'd be down for a case. chocolate.
You might check it out.
No. Put some coconut and caramel in it. I'll be okay.
Caramel would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, always.
Even I need that.
But enough of chocolate. We've got Easter coming up, which is more chocolate, oddly enough. We've got some events happening across the 4 days.
Yes, we certainly have. There's a play being staged at St Philip's Christian College at Waratah. It's called One Blood. It's a locally written family entertainment showing how the death of Jesus strengthened the Christian movement. And it's been written by a young man who has a talent for staging religious works which engage audiences regardless of their beliefs. There are 3 performances tomorrow and 3 on Easter Sunday, and it's free admission.
Okay, and from there we've got a little bit of Chuck Berry over Easter.
We certainly have, yes. The Regal Cinema has a couple of films on that might be, nostalgic films on at the weekend. They've got A Fish Called Wanda on Friday night, the old John Cleese comedy, and it is old now as such. It's about 30 years old, and they're giving you complimentary hot cross buns and fish pieces, appropriately enough, to go with it. And then on Saturday night, the Regal has Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, which is a 1980s documentary saluting the career of the late Chuck Berry, who at the time was 60. And they're giving you complimentary dessert, cheese plate and port to go with it. So that's not too bad, is it?
No.
Yes.
We've got your Easter sorted, but there's plenty of more events too.
Certainly. Supercars, eat your heart out, because the Gresford Billy Carr Derby is coming up on Saturday. That's good deal of fun, isn't it? This time, they've got a special podium that's been erected so that they can spray the winners with champagne, just like the big boys, except that it's not really champagne. It's soda water in a champagne-style bottle.
Either way, you're going to get wet with a very sticky liquid. That's pretty much the
exactly. End. And they've also got a gumboot throwing competition.
Oh,
so
hello.
That'll be a shoo-in. So that's Gresford Billy Carr Derby on Saturday. The Honeysuckle Museum, or the Newcastle Museum at Honeysuckle, has The Great War in broad outlines. It's a travelling display organised by the Belgian Embassy in Canberra, and it commemorates World War I. The history, the decisive moments, the important battles, and the propaganda. And in particular, it honours the memory of the Australian soldiers who died on Belgian soil. The Great War in broad outlines, and it's at the Newcastle Museum in Honeysuckle for the next 2 weeks.
And then finally, the
Lake Mac Heritage Festival. A lot of marine-related activities there, which should be good. Easter egg hunt on Sunday morning, and of course on Sunday, the Quick and Dirty Boat Building Competition, which will be a huge laugh with homemade craft trying to stay afloat, let alone win anything. And it finishes with the sail past and the blessing of the fleet.
Yes, I haven't been asked to bring along my building skills for the boat building contest.
I don't think you need any,
I don't think so either,
no. I think the winners last year were, submerged or underwater when they won. So there you are. It doesn't make any difference.
It is a thing on
make
the waters.
Make it out of cardboard.
It's the SS Titanic. Lindsay, I'll get onto our marketing department to get the Lindsay Carr Bar up and running.
Please do that, yes.
You have a great Easter, and thank
same
you for
to
your
you.
Help.
That's quite okay. Thanks, Mark.
That's Lindsay Carr. He'll be back next Friday with plenty of events for next weekend. It's 16 to 10 at 2NURFM 103.7.